Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
here. Welcome to Nerve Talk Live here on the American Voice Radio Network. I don't know what's wrong with my button, Frank. I pushed it and it wouldn't go out. Here on Nerve Talk, it's about empowerment, so that's what we're going to do. You ready to go, Frank? I'm ready. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about antioxidant foods, and especially one that's being, you know, kind of batted around on the airways lately and on different posts, so we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report bit before we get to all that great stuff. Big salute and semper fi, your righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I'm minding the time, because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in 1 Corinthians, where it says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit corruption." And in Romans 14, it says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Amen to that. So seek the Lord's face. He is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, let's see. Did you hear about the Prime Minister Boris Johnson over in the UK, Frank? He kind of put his foot in it a little bit. He was trying to tell people, go out and get your booster shots. Okay, they got 90% of Britons vaccinated with the first two shots. Now they're pushing for the booster. So in the UK, most of the country has already been vaccinated, but their hospitals are full with the vaccinated. So Johnson has reported that there's an overwhelming majority of people who are in the ICU with COVID are already double vaxxed. But he was trying to use that statistic to plead with the public, if they haven't received their booster shots, to run out and get it right now. But what he did show was how ineffective the shots are. I don't know, Frank. What'd you say? He's an idiot. All right. Last but not least in the quack report. Oh dear. Anybody going to be taking a flight soon? Commercial pilots are saying their colleagues are dropping like flies, with crushing chest pains, followed by getting the COVID vaccines. This is American pilot Greg Pearson. He was speaking out the other day after a wave of post-injection illnesses kind of fell upon his co-workers in the aviation industry. He said he was interviewed by Real America's Voice, and he said that the pilot, his colleagues, are describing severe chest pains, and Pearson himself actually had to go to the hospital suddenly after he got vaccinated because after the injection caused him to have a serious heart problem. He says, I went to the ER where they quickly hooked me up to an EKG and IVs, did blood work, and quickly determined that I was in atrial fibrillation, he said. If I hadn't gone to the hospital as soon as I had, I would have had a major stroke, he said. I could have stroked out at 100 feet while flying a plane, and I could have just, you know, pushed down on the stick before the person next to me could have done anything about it, and then it's all over for a lot of people. Think about this, Frank. This is serious. So Pearson says that many other pilots just like him are experiencing and observing the same, but they're fearful to speak out about it. They do not want to risk getting fired or even potentially having their entire careers ruined in retaliation for telling the truth. So he said here, there's a number of pilots out there that are fearful to come out and speak publicly. They are fearful of retribution. There are guys that are going to work each day with crushing chest pains and also head pain, a lot of pressure in the head, and they're scared that they're going to lose their careers. Well, I don't know. I couldn't, in all consciousness, sit behind the plane steering wheel knowing that I could stroke out in mid-flight and crash the plane, or maybe even, you know, taking off or landing. Seriously, Frank, this is not good. People need to know this stuff. If you're getting on a flight, it's not the friendly skies anymore. Oh, my goodness. Well, I just thought I'd bring that out to your FYI out there. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about antioxidant foods. And you know what? The quercetin's been batted around, right? Oh, Frank's saying the friendly skies are now... what? They're hard ground. Well, yeah. Literally, it could be that way. Well, let's talk about quercetin because it's been batted around. You know, several news outlets are recommending various, you know, kinds of nutrition to help stay healthy these days. And one in particular is your quercetin, or the quercetin, if you want to say it that way. Nutrition really, though, is needed, and it's very necessary if we expect to have any kind of defense against infectious agents. Now, most health problems stem from a lack of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other types of nutrition. So we're going to take a look at this quercetin and see what the benefits we could expect from it are and what we can find it in. So what exactly is it? Well, quercetin is a flavonoid or an antioxidant, and it's found in many different types of foods and herbs. And you're going to find it in a lot of fruits and vegetables, nuts, and whole grains. Now, quercetin, like most flavonoids, you know, help keep you tap down the free radicals, the oxidized stress in the system, and keep those cells in check. So without flavonoids in foods, we have increased risk of inflammation and various types of diseases. So the nutrient profile in your quercetin, your flavonoid, your antioxidant, is it has a zinc profile to it. It also has immune support action, anti-inflammatory action, and anti-clotting factors. So it's got some good benefits there. So what's it used for? Well, typically most people have been using quercetin for years to improve their allergies. So the antioxidants in this flavonoid help with histamine. Others like it, and they use it to improve immune system function and cardio function. Let me read you a quote by, this is a registered dietitian, Allie Miller. He works for an integrative medicine practice. He says, quercetin has a powerful antioxidant action to assist with inflammation, antihistamine, blood clots, and antiviral properties. So, nutrition in general is more necessary during times of extreme stress and during even plagues. So here's what Allie says, continues. He says, the current pandemic makes this nutrient even more important as we see oxidative stress, inflammation, and clotting factors as concerns, end of quote. Yeah. So integrative medicine physicians are promoting quercetin, stating it has a safe track record and science has been researching it. But isolated antioxidants are really not the same as those found in your foods to begin with or in your herbs. So isolated nutrition, they're pretty much missing essential elements for uptake, absorption, and action. Let me read you this quote by, this is Dr. Robert Roundtree, integrative physician. He said, the main reason I prescribe quercetin for more than 30 years is because it works. It is safe, and its use is based on published scientific research. I prescribe it a lot because it has a versatility as a prevention and or treatment for so many kinds of health conditions, end of quote. So he prescribes an antioxidant. So there have been actually no published studies yet using quercetin in COVID, but that will change probably soon. So let's look at some natural sources of quercetin. Where could you find it? Obviously, you could go out there and buy a supplement of it, an isolated form. But I prefer the whole chemistry in plants as God has created a lot of these elements to work properly in the human body. So they need one another for uptake and utilization. So here's some foods you're going to find quercetin in. Red onions and scallions, shallots, red apples, grapes and berries, kale, tomatoes, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, all types of citrus fruit, bell peppers, all kinds, red, yellow, green, almonds and pistachios, asparagus, black and green tea, elderberries, and spinach. Now, this is just an abridged list. Now, some of the herbs that contain quercetin also are going to be hawthorn berry, moringa leaf, hot peppers, goji berries, tarragon, sea buckthorn, oregano, and garlic. Now, as with a lot of foods, you know, people could have a sensitivity to it. So you want to use common sense and you want to watch for any reactions. And there's really no studies regarding people that are pregnant using quercetin supplements. So foods are different. Okay, so keep that in mind. So it doesn't mean pregnant women can't have red apples. Okay, so for if you want an extended list of the foods that contain quercetin, there's a website called superfoodly.com, and then look for the quercetin link. There'll be this hot link in our newsletter from the powerherbs.com website. If you haven't signed up for the newsletters, do so, and they're free. So how much should you use? Let's say you're going to go get a supplement of quercetin, right? So if you're using this isolated version of quercetin, the dose range is going to vary from 80 milligrams to 300 milligrams, depending on what you're using it for. So the average dose is between 500 milligrams and 1,000 milligrams. So if you're using whole food versions of quercetin and you know, has a natural flavonoid already in it, then your dose is going to be a little different, anywhere from the foods you're consuming, like 850 milligrams to 1,700 milligrams. Now, women usually don't require as high a dose as men do, and most people prefer to, you know, well, let me just pop this pill rather than eat all these foods that contain the natural nutrition. But one fact is that you cannot overdose on quercetin when you're getting it from a food or a medicinal herb. Okay, so a lot of times you have alkaloids in those plants that prevent you from having a cumulative effect. So the reason is your chemistry is intact in your whole food version, and the body will use the right amount of these nutritional elements and void out what it doesn't need without any toxicity. That's how that works. God did that. He gets all the credit for that. So let's look real quick under the microscope for just a minute, because one distinctive difference with regards to products is you want to look for the natural versus the artificial source of an antioxidant. Now, scientists and physicians fail to recognize there's a difference between these two. However, there is a difference. In the natural foods, you're going to find a chemistry element that has the ability to preserve your health with the flavonoids, the flavones, the polyphenols, and some other elements, which are really found in the plants and are types of antioxidants that work well together. They have a synergistic effect. So we're going to take a look at how we can get the best antioxidants and improve our health overall. Now, there was this journal article in February 2017 in Science Direct. There was an article called Food Chemistry, and they were comparing the difference between the natural versions of antioxidants found in your food sources and the synthetic lab variety, the isolated kind. So the study used the antioxidants found in fennel seeds and chamomile herb because they are rich in what are called phenolinic compounds or natural antioxidants. They actually compared these plant nutritional elements to the synthetic version that is often used in your supplement industry, and it's usually called BHA, and it stands for butylated hydroxyl anisole. So they put the two groups of antioxidants into separate baked goods, like biscuits, in order to compare them. They determined that both the natural and the synthetic offered similar antioxidant activity. However, there are two things to note here. Similar does not mean exactly the same, and therefore the action within the body will be different. Also, herbs are heat sensitive and are changed chemically when heated, reducing their medicinal power. So herbs are always heat sensitive. Be mindful of that. So here is a quote now from the study. They said, studies have shown that certain plants containing antioxidants lose much of their antioxidant benefits in the cooking process. And as a result, it's important to seek out natural raw sources of antioxidants. So the study did show that the high processed synthetic antioxidant was similar to the other antioxidants from plants, but they had lost much of their medicinal power when they were heated, okay, cooked. So, you know, antioxidants, free radical antioxidants have always been used to deter free radical damage, which is oxidized stress on the cells, which causes your cells to age quickly. So antioxidants, when you understand the benefits of them, it's helpful to understand what a free radical really is. And most references to free radicals as a waste product produced by your cells. Other cells react to the nutrition that we put in the body, the toxins it has to neutralize, and then the free radical waste to, you know, the byproduct the body has to manage and remove. So our body has a problem with free radicals when it struggles to detox the body in a timely manner with a cleansing function, and to remove anything that slows or blocks or otherwise is inefficient to the system. So the buildup of waste can stress your body and invite disease. And in most cases, a lot of inflammation will begin. It'll flare up. Inflammation hinders blood flow, slows oxygen and nutritional delivery to cells, and also hinders the removal of the waste material. So when that happens, the problem can be exacerbated if a person smokes, consumes too much alcohol, or works in an industry that exposes them to a lot of chemical toxins. Research is linking oxidative stress to conditions such as heart disease, cancer, arthritis, stroke, respiratory conditions, immune system malfunction, Parkinson's disease, ischemic conditions like circulatory issues, and also vision loss. So there are lists of antioxidants, and we've talked about the synthetic list of antioxidants. We talked about the natural ones, the organic versions. So we're going to take a look at a partial list. So let's look at vitamin A in your beta-carotene. You'll find it in broccoli, carrots, parsley, spinach, yams, spirulina, guttucola herb, barley grass, peppermint, sienna, yellow dock root, uvarisi leaf, parsley, horseradish, alfalfa chaparral, nettle leaf, dandelion, and eyebright herbs. So those have high vitamin A profiles and beta-carotene. Lycopene, lutein, xanthionine, these are all nutrition that the eye needs. We've heard this over and over again. You're going to find that in your greens, your turnips, in tomatoes, sweet potatoes, summer squash, leeks, basil, cayenne, paprika, parsley, coriander, thyme, oregano, sage, cumin, caraway seeds, eyebright herb, once again, ginkgo biloba, golden seal root, milk thistle, grape seed extract, fennel, turmeric, and green tea. Here's a quote from the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, U.S. Department of Agriculture. They said this: herbs, in addition to making food tastier, are an abundant source of antioxidants and could provide potential anti-cancer benefits to a balanced diet. End of quote. So why should we look at herbs for antioxidants? Well, according to the American Chemistry Society, herbs have higher antioxidant activity than your fruits, vegetables, spices, and even garlic. So when comparing antioxidants and herbs to other foods, they discovered that 1 tablespoon of oregano contains the same antioxidants as a medium-sized apple. Now, other garden herbs that are going to be high in a list of antioxidants are going to be dill, thyme, rosemary, and peppermint. I love peppermint. It has an analgesic action, too. So you want to make your supplements count, okay? You just don't want to rush out there and say, oh, Kirsten, let me just grab this. And you got to, you know, think about these things a little bit if you want to make sure your supplements count. So the market can be flooded with all kinds of these supplements, and most consumers are really not informed about the differences in the supplements. So they're told that the synthetic is just as good as the natural version, much like GMO is the same as the natural conventional plants, or the organic ones. But be very selective when you're looking at supplements out there, just like you're selective about your produce and your meat and anything else. You want to demand really whole food nutritional products. And even in your supplements, you can demand that. The folks at Apothecary Herbs are big whole food proponents for supplements. Their herbal product line is all about preserving all the plant nutrition and not removing anything or isolating anything. So your chemistry has to stay intact for it to work properly in the system. So your plants have alkaloids, they have enzymes, they have proteins, they have vitamins and minerals, they have flavonoids and antioxidants. You want to make sure you keep all that, because all that works perfectly, just like an orchestra playing. Works and sounds perfectly when all the musical instruments are playing the way they should. So all these elements dovetail one another and work the way they should inside the body. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free product catalog, and you'll see what I mean. They have immune boosting formulas, they have metabolic strengthening formulas, they have detox products. One of my favorite products they have is the Body Food Mix, and or the Body Foundation food mix, has the, you know, all these antioxidants in it, and it's just an amazing product for giving the body energy and fuel. And it's all plant-based, and it's powder, So you can put it in a juice, a beverage, a smoothie, and it works right away because there's no bulky capsules or tablets or solid foods to have to break down. When it's water soluble, it goes right into the system in like 60 seconds, and you feel it right away. So the more depleted you are, you're going to feel that. You're really going to feel that. So they have a lot of other products there for organ cleansing. They have herbs for pets if you got little furry friends at home, some natural stuff. So look them up. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com. Like I said, if you're on their website, sign up for the free online newsletters, the Health Quest and the American Survival. Two great newsletters. You'll get lots of information. A description of what's in the newsletter is there on the website for you to check out. You do have to have email to get this newsletter. It is not mailed by regular mail. So if you don't have an email, you can go get one. They're free at Google, Gmail, wherever, Yahoo, and you can get this information every week, and it's free and empowering. You'll get a lot of information out of it, and knowledge is power these days, especially when, you know, because not all knowledge is truth, okay? So remember that one. You know, half the truth is still a whole lie kind of thing. So you want truthful information so you can make really great decisions for yourself. And take the power back. It's about empowerment. That's right. All right, so we are going to be taking a break here in a minute, but I just want to mention that we're going to be talking about prostate health coming up on the other side of this break. I get so many calls, Frank, about prostates. And we've talked about prostate health before, but I thought, you know, we better highlight this again because there's probably new listeners out there. And they haven't heard this stuff. So we're going to touch on our prostate segment, see what we can share with you and empower our listeners out there and be well. That's what it's about. It's about being well. And also, you know, helping others. You know, just pass on the power, the enlightenment. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson, well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Hello,
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. He will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk, and we're going to talk about prostates for a little bit, because I got lots of calls about prostates these days, and we're going to enlighten some folks who are over here. Maybe I haven't heard this, because prostates, you know, if you go to the standard medical route, you know, you got drugs and surgery. Basically, that's about it. You wind up in surgery eventually. That's how that works. So let's just talk about this, because a lot of times men aren't sure if they have a prostate or a urinary tract infection causing urgency or some other thing going on, but it may not be prostate. So, and you know what, Frank? Guys don't want to go to the doctor to find out. They don't want bad news. So a lot of them are trying to just, you know, guessing. But there's a major question for men, though. Both conditions, whether it's urinary tract infections or a prostate issue, can produce symptoms that are similar to each other, and sometimes doctors are even fooled, which is to blame. So this is why you'll go through all these tests as a process of elimination. So urinary tract infections in men can be extremely painful and can cause a lot of health decline, as it can, you know, be from several causes and often can disrupt sleep. And in many instances, men have a hard time telling the difference between a UTI and a benign prostate issue, swollen prostate. So a swollen prostate can actually cause a urinary tract infection as well. About 8 million people experience urinary tract infections each year, and urinary tract infections are more common in older men and rarely affect men younger than 50. So about 3 in 100 men in their 60s and about 1 in 10 men in their 80s tend to have urinary tract infections. So these urinary tract infections is much more common, though, in women because their urethra is much shorter and the opening is near the anus area where a bacterium can you know, with the short distance can reach their bladder. So hygiene is important, really extremely important there. So we're going to take a look and put these two considerations side by side and see if we can discern, is it prostate or urinary tract? Well, let's look at the symptoms of urinary tract, because the obvious symptoms are pain or burning upon urination. And in severe cases, you may get a fever, shakiness, and fatigue if you're not getting it treated. There is also frequent urges to use the bathroom, often very weak or very little urine stream, and the urine may have an odor to it and may have a different color or cloudiness to it, indicating, you know, white blood cells are in the urine. It means infection. Now, the odor of urine like that will have an ammonia smell to it. Okay, so look for that. Now, some pressure would also be felt, usually in the lower abdomen, as well as back pain and even some nausea for urinary tract infections. And now here's where the UTI can fool physicians. An enlarged prostate may also cause a lot of the UTI symptoms. So work on clearing up a UTI, but then address a prostate as a preventative can also be on the agenda. So what do they do for UTIs if you go to the doctor? Well, doctors have a plethora of drugs to pick from for UTIs. Ampicillin, trimethoprim, and a nitrofurantoin. So these are all just antioxidants or antibiotics. And if you have kidney failure, and you're also experience UTIs, frequent UTIs, you will need more than the average amount of treatments. You'll need probably more drugs for longer duration. So if you have kidney failure, it kind of complicates it. Now, antibiotics usually clear the infection within just a few days, but the infection may return, and then it's harder to get rid of. So for severe pain and fever, doctors usually prescribe ibuprofen, which is really not very healthy for the kidneys, by the way. And you should really should a course of ibuprofen be long, I mean, you can have other symptoms associated with it. So not recommended. It also turns off your immune system by lowering fever. Now, you should of course, you know, drink lots of fluids, though, when you have, you know, these types of issues, kind of flush things out. Try not to drink any sugary soft drinks or alcohol or not too much caffeine, because caffeine has a diuretic effect. Okay. So what are some of the causes if you get a UTI or any of these incontinence going on? Several causes, including you may be on medications that are promoting it. Weight gain can bring it on. Of course, the prostate could be the culprit, as well as bowel constipation. So, folks with multiple sclerosis or Alzheimer's and Schindler's disease can also have more frequent bouts of UTI. So the prescribed drugs that can actually cause incontinence and give you the side effects of such are diuretics, tranquilizers, antidepressants, and diabetic medications, not contributing to the diabetes directly. So over-the-counter cold and cough medicines, antihistamines, allergy products can also produce incontinence. People aren't told this. Aside from these drugs and weight gain, infections or constipation, issues that can cause this problem and other causes seem to be linked to your central nervous system, so could be coming from a whole other area. Now, hygiene is also an important factor. We got to keep that plugged in. The bacteria can be picked up by sexual contact, improper cleaning after using the bathroom, and the bacteria can enter the blood and enter the urinary tract that way. So you want to be real careful. And you don't want to get a UTI infection and not do anything about it, because you can, that bacteria can go up and infect your kidneys, and that's not good. So, you know, you just don't want to let it go. You want to do something about that. So what is the solution for UTIs? Well, if you don't have many UTIs, if it's not a frequent thing, sometimes juniper berries, if you're looking at natural stuff, sometimes juniper berries, I like the liquid form. They're a little bit more potent than the capsules and tablets. They're very helpful at clearing UTIs. But if you have more of a frequency of UTIs, I kind of up the ante a little bit. I will use juniper, but I'll also add some other herbs like pipsqueak leaf and burdock root and some other herbs to it. And these herbs also liquid form. So, you know, a lot of these herbs, you know, our Creator has made for us. He's told us about them in the Bible, says they're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. I like to use them because they're strong. They can sweep the system of bacterial infections and cleanse the urethra, the bladder, and get you on the road of more comfort and natural function. It's really good for yeast, too. Women tend to get a lot of yeast UTIs, so that herbal combination I was talking about, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. It's their kidney bladder formula. It's awesome stuff. So you can check that out. They have a cleanse kit if you want to use the tea and the tincture, which is a little bit more comprehensive action. So I like to use those for UTIs instead of antibiotics. That's just me. Now let's talk about the prostate. We just covered the UTI thing. Now let's look at the prostate. So early prostate disease may not produce any symptoms. You may not know you have anything. The prostate surrounds the urinary tube, which carries urine away from the bladder and out of the body. So a young man's prostate is about the size of a walnut, but it slowly seems to grow larger as he ages. Now some symptoms of an enlarged prostate are going to be urinary hesitancy, weak urination, urination blockage or leakage, difficulty starting urination, unsteady urine stream, exaggerated effort to start urination, frequent urination, especially at night, or even blood in the urine, inability to empty the bladder, and sexual problems can come up with this too. So enlarged prostate glands invite also a cancer risk. Got to know that. Other symptoms would be pain or burning during urination, semen in the urine, back or hip or pelvic pain, as well as painful ejaculation. So these are all very common symptoms for men that typically have this problem over the age of 50. So what are the drugs that they give the guys on prostate issues? Well, if your doctor decides that you have a prostate problem, after you had, you know, your physical exam, your ultrasound, your blood test to confirm prostate-specific antigens, or PSA, they check those PSA levels. And if there is a suspected risk, well, your doctor is also going to perform maybe a biopsy of the prostate gland to look at, to see if it's got cancer cells. I know that's kind of scary, isn't it, Frank? That's a puncture wound of the prostate gland. That's what a biopsy is. Now, they even may want to order a second biopsy to recheck the results of the first biopsy. And by the way, these biopsies are like $1,500 a pop, something like that. Now, if cancer is confirmed, well, then your doctor is going to recommend surgery to remove the whole prostate and nearby tissue. So after the surgery, then chemotherapy, radiation, hormone therapy, of course, may be prescribed in an attempt to keep the cancer from coming back. So, and you should ask about the risks of these procedures, because statistics show that 1% of men die from the prostate surgery. I bet you're not even told that. They'll probably say the risk is really low. There's always a risk with surgery. It's an invasive procedure, always a risk. There's always a risk taking a medication, a prescription drug, too. Now, some complications from the surgery are deep venous thrombosis or leg clots that increase the risk of having a stroke or heart attack and maybe even dying. Also, herniated risk is high post-surgery, and lifting heavy objects could damage the connection between the bladder and the urethra, so you're not supposed to do that. That can cause some long-term complications if you get that. Wound infections and catheter infections are also a risk. Incontinence and impotence are common side effects of the surgery. Less than 5% of men have a total incontinence that is creating a dependence on, special underwear. So the major complaint is that 32% of men don't regain their sexual potency and have a lot of erectile dysfunction. Now, a second surgery, which is called a nervovascular nerve bundle, may be required to try to correct dysfunction from the first surgery. So there are several drugs for the prostate that your doctor, that he can select from, and some are known as alpha blockers to help relax the smooth muscles around the prostate and the neck of the bladder. And you can expect very much side effects, weakness, fatigue, dizziness, fainting, blood pressure problems, headaches, nasal congestion, ejaculation of semen into the bladder, and some drugs also block the conversion of testosterone to other male hormones, which, stimulates the prostate. So they give you these alpha beta reductase inhibitors. So these drugs tend to relieve symptoms, but increase the urinary flow and may shrink the prostate, but it can take 6 to 12 months to deliver those benefits if it's going to deliver them. Now, the side effects can be also rectal bleeding, fatigue, adverse sexual function as well. What'd you say, Frank? And if it is cancer, doesn't poking holes in your prostate spread the cancer? Yeah. Well, yeah, if you, I don't like it when they cut into tumors and cysts and stuff to see if it's cancerous, because the tumor and the cyst is the body's a way to encapsulate to keep the cancer from spreading, and all of a sudden you put a hole in it and bam. Here's the thing. When you go to the hospital and you have studies done, and they're looking for cancer on your scans and your studies, you got to have a billion cancer cells in one spot to show up the size of a pencil tip, okay? So, doctors coming out of surgery saying we got all the cancer is ridiculous, because they can't see 100,000 cancer cells here or, half a million cancer cells there. They can't pick it up. They can't detect it. So that's why they kind of blanket you with the radiation chemo after treatments to try to get what they can't see, in hopes that it kills it. But all the research I have read is it may kill the original cancer, but within 2 years you get a secondary cancer that's harder to get rid of. So, yeah. Well, let's look at some of the causes of prostate. Well, modern medicine attributes a lot of prostate disease to your genetics. It's your genes. It's their fault. Maybe your lifestyle, okay? So how we eat is also very much a key to what's going to develop. Animal fats, inactivity, sedentary lifestyles can be a contributing factor to these kind of conditions. So the medical community actually advocates, get some regular exercise, eat more fruits and vegetables, get your vitamin E and your selenium supplements going, get your regular screenings in every year for prostate problems. That's what they advocate. But studies have shown that, changing your lifestyle to a healthier one will change your genetics in 6 days. Your DNA changes in 6 days. That's how much power you have. Just like we were talking in the first part of the show with these antioxidants to, deter free radicals from damaging your cells. Just think of the power you have. The problem we have as a civilization is the crops that are grown aren't grown well today. They're drenched with chemicals and pesticides and herbicides, which reduce the nutrition in the plant by 50%. So we're having to make up something somewhere. Supplementation has become almost a necessary thing, but then you got to make sure you're getting the right supplements that can have an impact, the whole food type. It kind of forces us, to grow our own produce as much as we can in the summer months and really feed ourselves a lot of this good nutrition. And I have said, Frank, I think most internal medicine disorders are really a lack of minerals. And that's what they're finding in our crops, 50% less mineral nutrition than 1920. Yep. And in 1920, our relatives ate one-third less volume of food, because when you get enough nutrition in your food, you're satisfied. You don't have to keep eating. Well, let's look at the prostate solution. There's a long-term key to addressing kind of a sick prostate, and, you know, a lot of it's diet and exercise, and but, you know, I like to also use God's medicinal herbs, because that kind of changes the whole game plan. It's, you know, the game changer, really. So I would use a lot of the herbs we call the herbs for men, the male herbs, which would be juniper berries, cleaver's herbs, saw palmetto, and a few other herbs that we could talk about. But you want to balance the endocrine system for men, which is your male hormone hub. That's where it makes the hormones. And a lot of these herbs are full of nutrition to help your glandular system balance, so it makes the right amount of hormones for you. So some of the questions that we tend to get is, should I cleanse the prostate even though I don't have a prostate problem? Great question. Based on statistics, I would say cleanse the prostate as part of a regular maintenance cleanse, a preventative. Most people cleanse twice a year. You can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but a good twice a year, pick a season, you know, summer, winter, spring, fall, and get her done. You know, you put maintenance into your furnace and your car engine. You know, don't neglect you. Another question we get is, how often should I cleanse the prostate? We just covered that. Twice annually is a good prevention. More often if you've had issues. So if you have a prostate problem, how long will it take to heal your prostate? That's another question people ask. How long will it take? Well, everyone is a little different, but the average sick prostate will need about 2 to 4 weeks of cleansing, and then routine cleanses every few months for a little while. Real extreme tough prostate problems, you would have to do your system organ cleanses. You want to cleanse from bowel to blood system. So you'd have to do just a little bit more extra cleansing and watch the diet, get the fruits and vegetables going. The last question is, you know, what herbs do I need to do the prostate cleanse? Well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs try to make this simple. They do have a prostate cleanse kit, and you can find that up on their website at thepowerherbs.com. It will have the pips of willow leaf and all these saw palmettos and juniper berries and all these other herbs we were talking about for the male system. It's a tea and a tincture combo for really a good comprehensive action. If you got moderate to severe, probably two kits back to back. You know, you're going to need a full month of cleansing, and then just a maintenance after that. So most men, you can read the reviews up on the website, what guys were saying about it. So go to thepowerherbs.com if you have the internet. Now, some of you don't, so you can definitely request their product catalog. You just pick up the phone. You can call them at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. They got some other stuff there for men. They have a whole section of just for men. And be empowered. You just didn't know you could have this power because you didn't know what tools to use. You didn't know what changes to make. We need to be very sensitive and notice things. The body sends us signals. And a lot of times we're allergic to our diet and just don't know it. And we're not getting the nutrition like our ancestors did, you know, in the 20s. So we have to do more now. We have to do more to protect our health. So the prostate is not a goner. Don't think if you've been told you have a prostate problem that it's all over, that I better just get my head ready for the surgery. No, not necessarily. You know, I like to explore options. You know, do your homework. I mean, check it out yourself. Information's out there, and do your homework and make the right decision for you. I just know there's a lot of happy campers when they find out they have an alternative, and they don't have to risk evasive procedures. So check it out. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Do get their catalog. It's absolutely free. They'll mail it to you. You can download their catalog, too, if you want it right now off their website. Just put it in the shopping cart, check out for free, and you'll get an email confirmation with a link. And then you just click the link to download the catalog. So very easy. But, you know, hard copy will be sent if you want one. ThePowerHerbs.com. Sign up for the newsletters. Again, that's free. Go to the books and newsletters tab and click on there and sign up for either the American Survival or the Health Quest. They go out each week, empowering information that you will not get anywhere else, and it's absolutely free for you. Empowerment is amazing. You know, I like to challenge and push the limit, Frank, the what if out there. But, you know, boldness. I guess I got some boldness, but, you know, I think people are just, you know, programmed to be scared. I don't know. I worked in healthcare, so I saw a lot of stuff. So I have, like, an advantage over some people. So I know I've seen both sides. I've seen the allopathic side, and I've seen the herbal side. And by far, I prefer the herbal side. What did you say, Frank? What? Fear is the lack of faith. That's absolutely true. Yeah. Right? And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty! And you'll be free from fear, because fear is from the devil. So we can be concerned, and then we're going to do something about it. Right? We're going to look into it. We're going to get our homework done. We're going to ask a lot of questions. And, you know, if doctors don't like your questions, then I'm like, what's with that? Get a new doctor. Doctors, you know, I worked with a lot of them, and they have their training, and that's their path, and that's what they know. They don't know about nutrition typically. Now you've got integrative medicine now that's worked into the picture, and they kind of tried to use, you know, prescription drugs with nutrition. I'm like, sometimes that doesn't work. You know, pick one or the other. Toxicity is toxicity, and you kind of undermine your other stuff when you throw in toxins there. Last resort, I always reserve a lot of that stuff for as a last resort, but I could go on. But thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663, get your free catalog, and be empowered. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice of a medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.